Now, probably a lot of you know Vice, which started out as a scrappy free magazine that was aimed at 20-somethings and had a pretty brash attitude. Well, now it's a powerhouse media brand that's worth about $5 billion. When the company launched a television channel called Viceland last year, they claimed that they would lure millennials back to their TV sets. To do that, they tapped acclaimed director Spike Jonze to serve as the channel's creative director. And for their late-night comedy program, they tapped two guys from the Bronx.
Tonight on the number one show of late night, Bill Maher's a jerk off.
And we got Malcolm Gladwell in the building. We're going to be cooking curry goat. That's 11 right. p.m., Jesus and Mero. We got Viceland.
Holla.
Joel Martinez, a.k.a. the Kid Mero, is one of the stars of Deezus and Mero. And every night, Mero and his co-host, Deezus Nice, deliver wicked smart and crazy hilarious commentary on politics and pop culture. So think of it kind of like The Daily Show, but through the lens of hip-hop culture, with a Dominican and a Jamaican-American as hosts. And all of it without a filter.
Young George Washington, a.k.a. Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
You know what I'm saying? Has not been fired or suspended, should he be fired.
What did he do? I'm sure it's just a
Deezus and Mero also host a super popular podcast called The Bodega Boys.
Shout out to Donald Trump with the man authoritarian takeover of the American government funded by Russia.
Yo, so ill, bro.
In fact, GQ magazine has called them the late night comedy duo America needs. But Mero didn't take the traditional career path of a comedian. Joel Martinez, a.k.a. the Kid Mero, joins me now to talk about his unlikely journey to late night. So, you know, a lot of why people love watching you write is that what you do is just like basically riffing on life.
Yeah.
You know, and so I wonder when did you realize, wait a second, I could do this for a living?
I mean,
because riffing, like, probably you were doing it from the time that you were...
Man.
Three?
Yeah. Probably less, as soon as my siblings were born. Me and my sister are 11 months apart, so we were always, like, together and, like, fighting and whatever. And then my brother came 3 years later, and it was a wrap. I was super tight with my siblings. So, like, the kind of, like, the roasting back and forth started there. And then I'm, like, a product of the New York City public school system. Like, when you go there, like, if your sneakers are not right and your pants are not right and your haircut is looking a little funny, then, you know what I mean? You got to be able to defend yourself. So just the quickness and the observational riffing on, like, whatever's in front of me, you know, was kind of developed there. You know what I mean?
But at one point did you say, okay, wait a second, there might be a career here.
A career. Well, I thought I could make a career out of it because my dad, he has a phrase he says all the time. He's like, si a mí me dejan solo, yo mando un cohete para la luna, loco, si me dejan para lo mío. So I'm like, in my
you
head,
need
I'm
to
like,
say that in English.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's basically, that means if you leave me to my own devices, I'll send the rocket to the moon. You know what I mean? Like, just give me time and materials and I'll make it happen. So when I started doing, you know, just writing a blog at first called Victory Light, that got noticed by a bunch of people, most notably to me, Wale, the rapper. I thought I had a future in this when he called me one day and was like, yo, my album release party is tonight. Come hang out. And I was like, what? I was like, yo, I'm at Bronx Community College, like failing a chemistry class for the second time. And he's like, yo, come to the Gansevoort. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't even know how to spell that. Like, how am I going to get there?
It's a very, very shishi place in New York City.
The shishiest. So I finally get there, and there's all these people online, and I'm recognizing them. I'm like, oh, that's a rapper. That's the person. And I just walked a little past these people and walked in. And Wale was like, yo, what up? And he brought me in. And like, I'm drinking Patron. And he's taking me around, like, introducing me to people. Like, yo, this is J. Cole. This is this person. And I had never had any type of access to that world before. And I was like, yo, this is wild. And then we walk out of the hotel, and there's this huge, like, Suburban ready to take Wale to, like, his destination or whatever. He hops in, and I go to hop in after him, and, like, this huge bodyguard hand was like, not you, homie.
Not you.
Like, not you.
Not that close.
Get back to the Bronx. But since then, like, Wale has been championing me and being like, yo, this dude is mad funny. He was one of the first people. So then from there, that kind of gave me the boost to be like, oh, okay, like, now I'm going in.
Okay, hold on a second. But you were studying at Bronx Community College.
So this is the thing.
Chemistry to do what?
So boom. So at the time, I'm just kind of floating around. I know that I'm funny, but I am the child of Dominican parents. And haciendo chiste en el maldito internet. Eso no es ningún, eso no es oficio. Usted tiene que sudar. Yo no me hable de show ni de show. You know what I'm saying? So, no me hable de jodido show.
So basically, your dad was like, no, go sweat, go live something. Don't talk to me about a show because that's nothing.
My mom was like, that's cute, but tú necesitas un título.
Why do Dominican women moms, why are they always inundated with that super high voice?
Yes, because that's how you hear it as a child. It's very shrill, and it's like an alarm that's indicating danger. So when I met my wife, and I was like, yo, we're going to make a family. I need to be serious. I need to finish school. I need to have a job. I was working at the time as a paraprofessional at a junior high school and also working towards becoming a teacher.
So
I'm sitting in this failing class. I get a call from Wale. He says to come through this thing. I go. But I was working towards becoming a teacher. So I had no plans of like, yo, I'm going to be a comedian or whatever. When I realized like, yo, this is what I'm going to do for a job was after we had done the Complex podcast for a while, that contract or whatever kind of like ran its course. And then MTV came out of nowhere and was like, yo. I got an email from MTV being like, yo, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, get out of here with this, like, Nigerian scam. Like, they're going to take my routing number. Yo, you want an MTV show? Then just give us your social security and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my name is Akeem Mero, and my stripper name is Felix Dewey.
Mero, along with his co-host Deezus, became part of the cast of Guy Code, a comedy show on MTV2. And at this point, Mero had never done any stand-up. Like, mostly the path to, like, a comedic career is, like, you know, you're doing stand-up, right? It's but you weren't...
Didn't do... And that's the...
You've never done?
Never. You know, it's wild.
Have you played a comedy club?
I know. I've done live things. I did this thing called IRL Club. It was me alone, and I went up there. I did a slideshow about how to be a real New Yorker, and I was supposed to be up there for, like, 5 minutes. I ended up being up there for, like, half an hour, and... Everybody was loving it. So I was like, okay. I was like, all right. And I was like, this is easy.
So in your podcast, you know, what's amazing is that you really talk about everything. I mean, you talk about politics, you talk about philosophy, you talk about pop culture, you talk about parenting. And of course, that's the big thing, right? Is that Miro's got four kids.
Mad kids, according to Jesus. Mad kids.
So what do you think is your sweet spot?
I love basketball. I love Dominican culture in general. Like, I just love Dominican. I don't know what it is. Like, Dominican people are just so happy. Like, even when they're mad, they're happy. Like, there's always such a swagger to everything. You know what I mean? Like, even when you're mad, there's a swag. When you're sad, bachata is like the saddest, most emo music. But it's just like, when you hear it, you're just like, oh man, you want to dance. If I'm listening to, like, The Shins, I don't want to dance to that. This is some sad white people music. But bachata's like, yo, me quiero morir, me quiero morir. And you're like, yo, this is jams. You know what I mean? Me quiero morir, me quiero morir, me quiero morir. Si me falta... That, you know what I mean? Like, my kids, I love my kids. Like, I can talk about my kids for forever. And just, like, the Bronx, you know, just like stuff that I grew up in and know a lot about, or stuff that I don't know anything about. Like, we had Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show, Deezus Mero on Viceland, 11 p.m. the other day, and he was saying stuff that I was just like, yo. Like, he was like, as the area of our knowledge grows, so does the perimeter of our ignorance. And I was like, yo, bro. You should not have told me that after I just smoked weed from California. Like, you should have waited until I drank some water and calmed down, had some lunch. My brain has just exploded. So it's like, I like to, and my dad is like that too. Like, my dad was always like, hey. You know what I mean? Like, read. You know what I'm saying? Like, my parents, both of them, my dad was always like, never listen to anything that somebody tells you. Always investigate on your own. Like, don't listen to what people tell you all the time, because, like, 90% of the time they want to tell you what they want to tell you.
You know, one of your frequent targets on the Bodega Boys podcast is former presidential candidate and now HUD Secretary Ben Carson.
Deezus, before you continue, let me ask you a question. Have you ever in your life looked upon the brain of an infant and said, I am God?
I haven't.
You haven't, so therefore you are not clarified enough to be the leader of this country. I have natural leadership skills, Jesus. Okay. Do you?
I
didn't think so. And neither does that Spanish fellow that you do this show with.
For you, what is it about Ben Carson that makes him such good material?
It's just so... Ben Carson is just like a dude who could be doing so much good. He's a black neurosurgeon. You know what I'm saying? He's a black neurosurgeon. That's like, he could be out there like inspiring and do and whatever. And like, instead he hitched his wagon to this idiot who is like driving the country into the ground. And he's just like, you could tell that he never realized he was going to ascend to this level. And now he's enjoying it so crazy because when they confirmed him, he was like, he told this ridiculous story. He's like, when I was in high school, you know, they made fun of me because they said that I wasn't smart. And then I studied. And now I would tell them, sit at my feet, children, you turkeys, and I'll show you how to do things. I'm like, this is at a confirmation hearing. This sounds like a villain from Empire. Like, is this from Lucius Lyons? Like, you know what I mean? Like, throwaway lines? I was like, yo, this is crazy.
So, speaking of people who you sometimes focus on, the Attorney General actually took a very specific target attacking Dominicans.
Yeah, of all people.
Fundamentally, almost no one coming from the Dominican Republic to the United States is coming here because they have a provable skill that would benefit us.
And you you took this on your Viceland show with Desus and Mero.
Jeff Sessions,
yo,
calm down.
Get out of here, man.
He sounds like the person who needs to smoke weed. He's mad uptight about
maybe
something.
Maybe he needs a session.
Doesn't affect him.
You know what I'm saying?
He's one man. He's starting a one-man war against everything the kid Mero values.
Yo. He's like my arch nemesis, bro.
Watch tomorrow. He's gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna ban full-size candy bars.
I'm like, no! Oh, man. I can't wait to fight this guy.
So, you guys obviously are going hardcore in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a particular take on how you want to approach politics, or is it just like to say, look, the politics of today, we have to own them and we have to own them in our own way?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's like we are not like political pundits, like we don't study this stuff, you know what I mean? But the lens that we're seeing it through is, I feel like the reason it's resonating so much is because the lens we're seeing it through is the lens that most people have seen it through. It's just like, I'm a regular person who was living in what we thought was regular America until the guy who was the star of The Apprentice became president, and now everything is all wild. And it's like a primetime, you know, Dallas type of show. So highlighting the ridiculousness of this whole administration is probably like the approach.
You know, one out of every four Latinos knows someone who has been detained or deported,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I know that you know that this is also like really personal for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And yet you're riffing off of it. You're laughing. I mean, have you gotten that criticism, which is like,
I mean,
like this is a really challenging time and you're just laughing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like, what are we going to do? I feel like most people of color feel powerless. Like you, especially if you live in New York City, you live in a city of a bajillion people. What difference can I make? What can I say? What can I do that's going to change anything? I'm helpless. So, you know, like we laugh to keep from crying, essentially. You know what I mean? Because there's things that we can do. And I realize that the most important thing that I can do is just make a joke about this because I'm going to put the medicine in the sugar. You know what I mean? Like you're going to laugh, but then you're going to be like, wow, this guy really said that. Because all we're doing is highlighting and, like, adding a little hyperbole to what is already there. You know what I mean? Because Jeff Sessions really came and stood in front of tons of people and said, you know, Dominicans come, they have no provable skills. And I was just like, wow, bro. I was like, that is absolutely, number one, false. And number two, very specific. I was like, Dominicans? I'm like, why are you going so hard at us, bro? All we do is come here and, like, give great haircuts and play baseball. Like, and make amazing fried pork products. So I'm like, yo, of all the people that you can try to bum out, like, why us? You know what I mean? All we do is come and bring you white people joy.
So what's next? Like, what's the big dream?
Just kind of, like, repping who I am, like, my roots and whatever, and just bringing and just kind of, like, boosting the signal. You know what I mean? Doing movies and shows and stuff like that and just showing people, like, yo, this is a Dominican person. Like, this is a person who knows about what you know about, American guy, but I also have this whole stash of stuff that you don't know about that I pull out every once in a while. And you're like, yo, what is that? And I'm like, well, sir, this is called Mangu. And when you put the little red onions in a little frying pan right here and you throw it on top, it's mango and cebollao. And it's just like, yo, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, because I feel like I got here by just being me. So if I can continue to just do that and not F it up or kowtow to certain people's demands, then I'll be straight.
Miro, this was great.
Yo, thank you for having me. I'll do this 20 more times, man. I'll say for another hour and a half.
Okay, we'll get you back.
The NFL is a no fun league.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? They always cut away from Odell's amazing choreography.
That's the only reason he sped up yesterday, because he was like, oh, I can dance.
Yeah, what?
I'm in there. That's it.
And also, everybody that is involved in the higher levels of the NFL is 1 million years old. So this guy probably can't even move. You know what I'm saying? So he's not going to come in here and start doing dabs and nay-nays. He probably is going to get rolled in on a wheelchair and sign something on papyrus.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He's not real.
Joel Martinez, a.k.a. The Kid Mero, is co-host of the late-night comedy show Desus and Mero on Viceland. You can also find him on his podcast, The Bodega Boys.